Thank you, Eric. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we have a return visitor in the studio with us. On the 30th anniversary, I believe, of the Lori Dan shooting, we had FBI veteran Phil Andrew, who was appointed by the Archdiocese of Chicago and Cardinal Blaise Subich of Director of Violence Prevention. And Phil brought up this young woman named Audrey Wright. She is going to be a senior at North Lawndale College Prep High School. Audrey, we are so happy to have you back. I just
Thank
have
you.
To tell you, I have told so many people about you. I'm like, there's this girl, and she's only a junior in high school, and she's formed this group called Peace Warriors, and she's trying to have like a peer-to-peer help session so people don't have problems, and I have been bragging about you nonstop.
Thank you.
You moved a lot of people last time. You came in and talked, and we were watching the texts come in, and people were just going, why isn't she running the government? Why isn't she in charge of something huge? So you have a bright future ahead of you. Let's talk about what's taking place tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow I will be participating in a TED Talk downtown in Chicago.
Congratulations.
Right. This is huge.
Yeah.
Have you watched a lot of TED Talks? Because I love these things.
Yeah, I love TED Talk. And when they asked me, I was like, are you serious? Like, you asking me? They was like, so serious. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. You know?
So what's the focus? Because I hate to do this to you, but if I was doing a TED Talk, I would be really nervous.
Ooh.
Don't, you're not, are you? Are you nervous?
Just a tad
Don't
bit.
Be nervous.
I'm more
excited.
So excited. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to be talking about the Peace Warriors, what we do, how it had an impact on my life since I came to North Lawndale, and basically the work we do surrounding Peace Warriors, how it was started, and
yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
I hate to ask you to repeat yourself, but for those who didn't hear you the last time on, give us a little history of the Peace Warriors and what they do.
Okay, so basically, the Peace Warriors is a group organization organized by student leaders at North Lawndale College Prep. And what we do is we basically help keep peace in our school environment and our communities. We have to go through a training, and we based our work based off of Dr. King's 6 Keen and Nonviolence Principles. And we use those to face violence, to, you know, help our peers in schools who has lost a loved one, who's going through, like, some personal challenges.
Right.
So we're kind of like the counselors, student counselors at school.
But young people, I feel like students are going to have a better shot talking at someone their age, talking with someone their age, rather
yeah.
than going, you know, counselors' doors are always open. Sometimes it's hard to walk in that door.
Yeah, and when you can have that, like, student-to-student, you know, connection, it kind of brings, like, a good vibe to the school, because, you know, everybody's in different grade levels, so everybody is basically on different pages. But as Peace Warriors, we like to bring the students together to, you know, help one another, be there for each other, because, you know, it's not a lot of hope in our community, and we bring that hope to our school environment and in our communities.
Audrey, people who study this sort of thing, conflict experts, always say that if you know your enemy, it's hard for them to be your enemy. The more you know somebody, it makes it hard to
that's how we
to
got
like
together
them. Yeah, that's that's exactly the principle when you not show a filter on. So you know what I mean by that, though, right?
Yeah.
If you get to know somebody, you go, wow, that person's not that different from me. Why are we fighting all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, and that's one thing that we focus on. Like, we use peace circles. You know, a lot of people have differences, which causes, like, a lot of altercations. But in peace circles, we listen to both sides, and basically we lay out the facts, and, you know, we basically have them look at the other side, look it from this person's perspective, look at it
right.
from that person's perspective, and you'll see at the end of the day that both of y'all kind of have the same things in common,
sure.
which, you know, then you'll notice, like, oh, this difference that we had really wasn't that big of a difference
right.
at the end of the day. So, like, a lot of peace circles will leave out, oh, yeah, we can move past this, maybe
right.
we can become back friends, you know, stuff like that.
Will you be at the summit with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un? Are you going to be sitting at the table?
She's the one who could make it happen.
We could definitely use your help in this.
I wasn't thinking about it.
No? All right.
You know, something you said last time you were on with us has stuck with me. You said, and this might have been right after Parkland, or there was some other school shooting at the time that you were on with
Santa
us.
Bay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And And you had said a shooter does not wake up that day and just decide, I'm going to shoot up the school. Mm-hmm. There's something going on with them, whether they have problems at home or they've been bullied at school. What are the things you look for in a student to approach them? Like maybe someone who's had some absences. What do you look for?
So we do keep track of like disciplinary logs, attendance, and you know basically how the person come in, because like peace warriors, we're like the greeters up in the morning, so we have music playing and everybody would come in and we'd be like, good morning. So we see everybody that come through the doors in the morning. Mm-hmm. So if we see someone who's not like looking well or who doesn't feel good or just kind of look very like moody, we'll try to pull them to the side and like ask, oh, are you okay, or maybe check on them later on in the day to see how they're feeling.
How do they respond to that when that happens?
Most of the time they would like to talk, because they you know
they need to talk.
Yeah, they know they need to talk. They know they wouldn't make their day without talking to someone first before the school day starts. A lot of them know that if they come to school in the morning with, you know, a moody type of mood, they know they're not gonna have a good day. So they come find one of the peace warriors and want to talk to them, or they go talk to Mr. Smith, or maybe they do go talk to their counselors. But a lot of people like talking to the peace warriors.
Do you find that it tends to be the same kids on a fairly regular basis, or is it always a different kid?
Every day it's a different day.
Yeah.
Basically, it depends. Like, we do have those same peace warriors who come in. Well, we have those same peers who come in and check with us every day, talk, ask us how we're doing, we ask them, you know, just like a normal conversation, just to make sure that everyone is okay.
Yeah.
You know, something you learn probably later in life, I wish I would have known this when I was in high school, but sometimes the bullies are bullied, therefore they
a
bully.
A lot of times,
right? So we don't like to point fingers. Like, we know, like, you did this, you did that, but we don't more so like to put all of that weight on one person. Both of you guys were, you know, victims to it, and you were suspects. So, you know, you played your role. What can you do to move on from it?
Right.
Instead of pushing it to a bigger altercation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Who trained you to know all this? Somebody must have said that.
I know, she's so smart.
You can't just know all this instinctively, can you?
Why I can't know?
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, a lot of it is common knowledge. If you, like, really sit down and, you know, you become aware of your surroundings, you will see that a lot of this stuff that goes on, you know, it's always a cause and an effect.
Right.
So if you train yourself, and if you notice, like, oh, this person is having a bad day, don't mess with them. I'm not having a bad day. Let me remove myself. Then you know that, you know, you can be a part of a, you know, solution in a problem.
Mm-hmm. It takes a special person, though, to be aware of your surroundings and aware of other people's feelings, because a lot of people are just worried about themselves.
Yes, and that's, I don't like, it's okay to worry about yourself, but then again, don't become cocky, don't become self-centered, because, you know, if you're a leader, if you're looked at as a leader, you're supposed to be the forefront.
Right.
You're supposed to be the one that help others as well as helping yourself.
Do any of these kids, Audrey, ever go, well, what do you know? You're just a kid, too. You don't know all this. Does that ever happen?
I haven't heard.
No one's ever said that? Good.
No.
Good.
No.
She is the amazing Audrey Wright. She's going to be a senior this coming fall at North Lawndale College Prep High School. We're going to take a quick break and talk about her TED Talk tomorrow. Her name is Audrey Wright. She's going to be a senior at North Lawndale College Prep High School. Audrey, you are going to be talking about your upcoming TED Talk tomorrow. I'm so very excited for you. Now, did you form Peace Warriors yourself? Did you have a group? Did you not form it and you're just part of it?
Okay, so basically the Peace Warrior organization was created back in 2009. It was founded by Miss Tiffany Childress Price. She was my chemistry teacher at the time. And she basically went to Rhode Island, got this training in keen and nonviolence, and brought it back to North Lawndale. And then she created the Peace Warrior organization. When it was created, it was with like 17 students.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, we continue to grow.
How many now, ballpark?
We have over 120 Peace Warriors.
That's
total.
Great. At the one school?
No, so we have two campuses. Yes,
okay.
So we have two campuses, so total from both campuses.
So with the success that this has been, why wouldn't a school subscribe to this? What's in it for a school to not play by these rules?
That's up to the, right? Yeah, it just makes sense. Like, it's really up to the school, like, whether or not they want to include Peace Warriors or not. But I feel like all schools should have some type of student, you know,
system. Is
there
any downside to it that you can think of?
No.
I can't either.
No.
Do you have a lot of success stories that you physically were excited about? Like, you saw a kid who was experiencing some issues and you spoke to him or her and then you've seen them turn it around?
So, I do have a lot of success stories. Like,
and maybe
basically,
not success stories as well. I'm sure you keep trying, though.
Oh, yeah, I have those too. I kind of have both sides. So, like, one success story is a female in my grade. She had lost a loved one, and she came to me. She cried on my shoulder, and I basically took her in the room, calmed down, basically listened to her. That's the key thing, to listen to them. You gotta listen to them. Even if you don't understand that situation, just make sure you're there. Like, that's all that matters, that you're there for that person. And ever since that day, we keep in contact. I check in on her. She check in on me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of good to know that you have those type of relationship with students who are non-peace warriors, because they go through things as well.
Right.
What made you want to get involved in this? Did something happen in your family that made you want to help others?
Yes. So during my freshman year of high school, I lost my mom and my oldest brother within 3 days from each other.
Oh, my God.
So,
terrible.
Yeah, it was due to sickness. So I kind of
made you grow up.
Yeah, so it kind of like led me to do a 360 turn in like my attitude and behavior. Yeah. So I actually moved to Georgia to try to get a fresh start or whatever. And then that following year in March, I lost my father.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. So, you know, those events, you know, took a hard turn in my life. But when I came back home, I knew that, you know, time was running out. College. So I had to figure out a way to get back on my A game, get back on my square. And that's when I came to North Lawndale, I was introduced to the Peace Warriors. And since I joined the Peace Warriors, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I seen growth within my behavior, my attitude. Like, you don't have to be bad to be a Peace Warrior. You don't have to be good to be a Peace Warrior. A lot of the kids join because they want to work on self-discipline, but they know they want to help others as well.
Right.
And that's the reason why I'm doing it.
You know, a lot of people, when faced with the adversity you were faced with, you lost three people in a very short span of time. Mm-hmm. They would have crumbled under that. You did the exact opposite.
Yeah, a lot of people, I do get asked, like, how do you do it?
How do you have the strength? I mean, I would have just shut down.
My mom was a strong queen. My mom was a strong queen. Due to her sickness, she kept going. She made sure I was good and then some. Like, she went beyond, you know, her limits, and that kind of instilled the same strength in me.
Yeah.
So I took on, you know, the strength that my mom had, and, you know, instilled that in me, and continued to do what I know she would want me to do.
Look what she taught you in her passing, to be stronger.
Yeah.
Boy, that's the ultimate lesson from a mother.
I feel so bad that they didn't get to see how this paid off, that you've been so successful and continue to be so successful
they
and change people's lives. I guess they do.
They're watching down.
They see it.
I just wish they were there for you to tell you in those words how proud they are of you, you know?
Yeah.
You're an amazing young woman, only 17 years old.
Yeah.
You said you were thinking about college, and that's awesome. What do you want to be when you grow up?
So I actually want to double major in pre-law and business.
Mm-hmm.
I said business because I want to own my own dance studio.
Oh.
Because
the dancing
I'm a dancer.
Lawyer.
Those two kind of don't, you know, go together. But
sure
I've always been passionate about music because that's what my parents instilled in me from a young age. So I've always had old soul, old music, dancing and all of that. But then again, I'm very argumentative. So I would want to, you know, put that into something that would be, you know, good for my life. So
Audrey F. Lee Bailey, one of the finest lawyers ever, danced with the Bolshoi Ballet for years and years. I saw him several times. He was magnificent. So it's not unprecedented.
Yeah.
You are so amazing. Now, this event tomorrow will be taped for a TED Talk, and you had to purchase tickets for it. And from our understanding, this is sold out.
Yeah.
So the only way you can see Audrey Wright in her TED Talk is look for that. You can. When is that going to be available? Do you have any idea?
No.
I think they run them live? I think they do, don't they? You can stream them? You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
She would probably let me know tomorrow or something.
All right.
Well, people, Google her. Her name is Audrey Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. She's going to be doing a TED Talk tomorrow. Google Audrey Wright and Peace Warriors. And if there's somebody listening, I know school's out for summer. Is Chicago Public School out for summer already?
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah.
We're out.
Thank God. If there's someone listening, we don't have a lot of kids listening to us, but if someone's listening that is experiencing some problems, whether it be at home or at school, what's some advice for them?
Talk it out, basically. Find you someone who you know is going to be there through it all. You know, everybody have their downfalls, everybody have their upbringings, but if you don't have support, then you will find yourself breaking yourself, beating yourself down, and that's something you don't want. So find you somebody who you can trust and that you know you can always go to talk to somebody, because talking can go a long way, you know, and having support, even if it's one person, that one person can change, can make a big difference.
Do you have someone to talk to?
I have a lot of people to talk to. I talk to my peace warriors.
Good.
I talk to my peace warriors. I talk to my counselors, my teachers. I talk to my family members. So I have a big support system.
You are amazing. You really are.
You know, Wendy started a restaurant called Pizza Warriors. If you want to sue her, you can. I'll get in on that.
Pizza Warriors.
Yeah. I told her not to do it, but she went and did it.
Do you have more for you?
No.
No, don't believe a word out of his mouth. You can't trust him. You can trust me. And seriously, I'm glad you have support, because really, you are just an amazing person.
Thank you. You're
17 years old. You have to be how old to be president?
35. You're halfway there.
All right, Audrey. I hope we have a woman president before that, before you turn 35, but I want you to be president someday. Any thoughts of running? I know you want to be a dancing attorney, but maybe politics too?
I haven't thought about
never
politics.
Never say never? You haven't thought
yeah,
about
never
it?
Yeah, never say never. I haven't thought about it, but
the changes
can anything can happen.
The changes
can
she's change. Making in right. people's lives at 17, you could really do some good when you're 35.
Yep. Yeah. It's so inspiring. Audrey, great to see you again. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. We're all pulling for you. Rock it, girl.
Thank you. You can do it. All right, we'll take a quick break and then some news, and then Eric Zornitz, Bill and Wendy on WGN.